On with the news. The Princess Royal is to visit Norwich in December. A banned football fan is spotted in the stands at Carrow Road. And dogs are banned from a popular walking site.
The Princess Royal is expected to make a trip to the city on December 12th, according to the Royal Family Diary. She will visit the Quadram Institute Science Food and Health Research Facility in Norwich Research Park. It comes after the Princess Royal's last two planned trips to the county were unexpectedly cancelled this summer due to her spending 5 nights in hospital after being struck by a horse while out walking. She was scheduled to visit the Citizens Advice Norwich at the Forum as patron of the National Association of Citizens Advice Bureau and Brancaster Station in North Norfolk as the royal patron of the National Coast Watch Institution. Her last official visit to the county was when she travelled to the Cromer Coast Watch Station to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the National Coast Watch this January. The Princess Royal also officially opened the Norfolk Schools Sailing Association's new facilities at Filby Broad. In 2023, the Princess Royal climbed the 112 winding steps to the top of Haysborough Lighthouse.
Council bosses have agreed to spend £750,000 on initial designs for the transformation of City Hall. Norwich City Council's Labour-controlled cabinet assigned the huge sum to draw up detailed plans for the landmark building, which is set to undergo a major revamp. The proposals could see the Grade 2 star listed building extended to house a new courtyard and hotel complex or flats, with a view to raise funds for the cash-strapped authority. Despite concerns about the cost of the scheme, councillors voted in favour of spending £750,000 on design works. City Hall has been the seat of local government in Norwich since its completion in 1938. The council says the layout of the building is outdated and inefficient, with only 43% used as workspace and the rest reserved for meetings and storage. While the authority has stressed that its activities will remain based at City Hall, the new proposals would see the building refurbished and extended to the rear for office, hotel or residential use along with a courtyard. City Hall has been considered for such a development several times over the years as the council promoted the building at international property events, but these ambitions have never been realised. Grade 2 star listed properties are a subdivision of Grade 2, but deemed to be of particularly special interest or national importance.
Sam Burgess, 32, admitted to attending the Carabao Cup game between Norwich City and Stevenage because he was missing football terribly. Norwich Magistrates Court was told he had been made subject of a banning order in November 2019 after being convicted of football-related offences. Catherine Newsom, prosecuting, said he had been spotted among fans at a match in August by a police officer on duty between the South Stand and the Lower Barkley. Burgess of Poppy Crescent in Easton, who has 13 previous convictions and 16 offences, admitted failing to comply with the football banning order. The court was told it was his second breach of the order after failing to comply with a requirement to surrender his passport ahead of England playing Hungary in the UEFA Nations League in June 2022. Maya Lal, mitigating, said he had mistakenly believed his ban was for 5 years rather than six. Magistrates fined him £80 and ordered he pay £157 costs.
Locals are being warned to avoid a Facebook scam which uses an image of a missing teenager to steal their personal information. Hannah Green, 14, has reportedly gone missing from Norfolk, except she never did, and the post only exists to help scammers steal data. Norfolk County Council Trading Standards is warning people of the phishing link scam, which claims the fictional girl discreetly arranged a meeting with an individual she encountered online. Descriptions include sentiments purposefully designed to take advantage of the user's empathy, such as, "Everyone plays a role in bringing her home safe," and "Missing at such a young age, tragic." The phony links can be found across various Norfolk Facebook groups, from Norwich to North Norfolk, and are posted in quick succession by bots. The scammer will even disable comments on the post so that those in the know of the scam are unable to warn potential victims. These posts are designed to get people to interact with them, thinking they are helping with the issue. But in reality, the fraudster will use the links to try and gather personal or financial information with fake login sites, or once the post has a high number of shares, will change the post to link to survey sites, enabling them to gain money.
Dogs have been banned from a popular walking site near Norwich after sheep in the area were attacked and killed. The Norfolk Archaeological Trust, NAT, said the decision will remain enforced for the next few weeks as the charity decides whether to impose the ban permanently. Natalie Butler, NAT director, said the incident happened last week and the sheep's injuries were not survivable, prompting the sudden decision to close the site to canines. It's a temporary ban which will allow the grazier enough time to get his sheep off the land without fear of any more out-of-control dogs worrying the flock, which can be as large as 300, she said. Over winter, the animals usually graze on 22 acres in Dunstan, just over the river. Prior to the ban, dogs were only allowed at the site if they were kept on a lead. This was because a number of previous attacks on sheep, such as in September, when one of the animals had its neck and back torn open by an out-of-control dog. Julie Kemmy, a site visitor, voiced her support of the ban, encouraging the trust to consider extending it indefinitely. The owners who allow their dogs off-lead are not responsible owners, and I don't think the trust has any other option. But Molly Mills, 28, a dog trainer and former full-time walker based in nearby Shottesham, thinks a full ban should come as a last resort. She said, "It's a lovely walking site for responsible dog owners and it should be enjoyed by everyone. It's such a shame because irresponsible dog walkers and reckless people are ruining it for people who understand the importance of the countryside code. Your dog may have the best recall in the world, but at the end of the day, it's still an animal."
A toy chain is returning to Norwich for the first time in 6 years after it left the high street. Toys R Us will be opening within WH Smith in Gentleman's Walk. To celebrate its return, Jeffrey the Giraffe will be joining the WH Smith team for an official ribbon cutting when the store opens. The toy shop mascot will then greet visitors to the store throughout the morning. The first 50 children visiting the shop will also receive a free Toys R Us goodie bag worth more than £15. Toys R Us disappeared from the UK High Street in 2018 when the company went bust in February of that year. It closed all of its 100 shops with the loss of more than 2,000 jobs, including its store in Norwich Cathedral's retail park. However, it announced plans for a relaunch in October 2022 before striking an exclusive deal with WH Smith for concessions in their stores across the UK.